The south side of Ravine between Holland and Cornell Avenues, the site of the Douglas High School. This was the site chosen for the community school after an 1892 fire destroyed its original one-room log building on Shady Avenue. The new two-room frame building didn't have a name until 1895, when it was named in honor of the abolitionist Frederick Douglass. Shortly afterwards, classes were extended through eighth grade. At this time, there was no high school for black students in St. Louis County, although they could travel to Sumner High School in St. Louis. The school was improved by the addition of a basement classroom in 1913 and electricity in 1916. In 1917, Missouri's Supreme Court heard a case brought by black families from Webster Groves and Kirkwood petitioning for equal high school education for black students. The 1918 ruling declared that education in Missouri must be available to all, even if it was still separate but equal. Webster Groves responded by paying Sumner High School to educate its children. In 1925, Webster Groves did something no other district in St. Louis County had done. It established its own high school for black students. Originally, the high school was simply a department of the existing Douglas School, which added three more rooms for continuing students. The first eight students graduated in 1929. Douglas remained the county's only high school for African Americans until Kinloch opened its high school in 1938. With so many students enrolled, North Webster became populated by many teachers. Teachers in the elementary department were often single women with a few married women, while those in high school were both men and women with advanced college degrees. Most lived in the neighborhood, although some of them, like Thomas Moore, principal from 1904 through 1925, commuted from the city. Douglas High School became a standalone school when the new elementary school, now Douglas Manor, opened in 1947. By 1954, 246 Webster Groves students and another 184 from other parts of the county attended Douglas High School. In that year, in the Brown v. Board of Education ruling, the Supreme Court ruled that segregated schools were inherently unequal. African American students who lived within the Webster Groves School District were admitted into Webster Groves High School in the fall of 1956. The remaining students were integrated into schools in their home districts, which were scattered throughout St. Louis County. Douglas High School was closed and demolished. The houses you see in Douglas Manor subdivision were constructed on the site of the old high school in 1982. Turn right on Cornell Avenue.